Tafiotes umedalef. Kutuch abavli. Nosim bo chomets. Yiput chomets. In the carbin of Eilu Ovrin. We say in Mesechus Pesachim in the parak of Eilu Ovrin. Ve'enu osi lechol yachad. It's not meant to be eaten all at once. Elu litvol bo. You dip in it. Ve'enu kol adzman merubin. It takes a long time till it's used up. Shul shimyom mishimaskilin lidrash behilchos haPesach. When we start to darshan and learn the halachos of Pesach, chol azhar as Pesach, that's when it starts the obligations to be careful about Pesach. Kelav rami ale luzayna, you have obligation to feed your dog. Oyaskanim kelav lasos behem malacha ber Shabbos to do malacha ner Shabbos the nearest maskiroi loy litzarech Shabbos. It looks like you are renting it to the goy for to be used on Shabbos. Shal nimsek sav yado shlo yolichenu b'Shabbos that the goy should take it from city to city on Shabbos. Elim kain katzis loy domim. They came in the kaitzis loy domim. Since you establish a price with him, b'didei tarach, he's when he work, he's doing this for his own reasons. B'shamay lo moide b'katzis. B'shamay doesn't agree with katzis. Davila b'katzis. Even when you give him and send him, it's a set price for the job. Whenever he finishes it, pligi he argues the halo other from moichers and mashal is no different than selling and lending. B'naisim matana giving a gift. Elo milsa the beisilol. Ashminim, we're teaching us Basil's opinion, the below kotzas, kotzes, lo pligi, the usher, that when they don't just give him a set price for the job, Basil does not argue, and they agree that it is usher. Lo Basil, shomi, shenish, talik, lo, to the one who is being sent to, lo Basil, asamuch, lo chaymas, the heir, to the walls of the city, shenish, talik, shon, is being sent there, but lo kotzas, but my usher, Basil, why Basil say it's usher, ha, inu, shari, el, they said earlier that it's permitted in such a case. Unless you gave him a set price for the job whenever it's done. That is the ruler of the city. And to him it is normal to send leather. Then you can send without just paying for the job to be done. So in order that the shlich can reach the place, lamar lebeis doer, to the one opinion, to the actual lebeis doer, lamar lebeis samach lechaim, to the other opinion is to the house, close to the wall. But Reisha, the Emesh Alchem, the Lokoitz is Klal. And the Reisha, which said you can't send at all, that's when you didn't make a set price. The Lokoitz be a Mabasa, and it's not set in the town. The Imloyim send, and he's also not set in the town. Therefore, the Imloyim send, if he doesn't find him, he tzarech le'el lechach, Rabbi Shabbos is going to have to go look for him on Shabbos. Mafligim, mafrishim, in the abosh, liyam, you go away from the ground into the city. Vizel loshen hafloga svina, that is what the language of hafloga svina means. Al shem shem maflig atzol men yishuv, that you're distancing yourself from the inhabited areas. Merabena Yaakov shemati, from Yaakov, I heard be'erevin, and misachas erevin, shem siyosel shel yam, the middle of the yam is v'nikro pilgos, it's called pilgos, hafloshen laz, it's called pilgo. Upoisek im hanochri with the goy, Almanas lishvos that he should rest for ain tzarech lishvos, he doesn't have to really rest. Umitzur letzayin ain elo mahalach yom, it's only with a trip of one day. Where Shabbos hayisham yom hashuk, and then Shabbos was when the market day was. Kamin the pesachim makom shenog, as we say in the fourth parak of pesachim. When the vreim lamando v'nafkamin leschayer hakoyvis, and the difference it makes is how much you have to pay him. Lekatzur koyvis, katzur means the dry cleaner. We would say, "Kama boy iluya b'schayer kibus." How much do you take for washing it? Kvar kod milcha rabbanon shalomadu. They taught us shalovenim kashem lechapsin yosim and etzvuim, that the white garments is harder to clean more than the colored garments, and therefore it should cost more, not the same. For and with colored garments should not cost the same as the white ones. The mishchayim and denu ben sinasu bechazirasu. You should measure it when you give it to him and get it back. The kavsi bereischin it got shortened while in the hot water. Dossi, Mamela, Kagayan, Mashkin, all like these liquids in his chut in my lamb, they get squeezed out on their own. Ubulvad, she asked him, well, you know, so long as you had started while it was still day. Loiser is anovim betchilosan, is grapes in the beginning of their growth, kashem dakin with a very thin. Moitzi, Mehem, Mashkin, you can take out, get out of them water, liquid, litvo bol, buster, in order to dip a meat into the fish, who chazak, it is very strong, the kar of lahachmets, and is close to a point of being like vinegar. Malilus, shiboilin, that is stalks of wheat, shalo, bishlo, kolzarkan, has not been completely ripened. Miraskin, you will grind them up, attain them, bavon them, and smashing them with rocks, and mashkas of mehen, and liquid comes out of them, and tamable, and use it as a dip. Yigmar me'acher, shiroskin, since once you already crushed them, b'tzobram, b'koyved, and you gather them together with underneath a heavy object, yinichem, b'kelim, you can leave them in the vessels, v'yatzam, atzman, and the liquid will come out on its own, and mutter chachilan, this is permitted, lit chachilo. Yotes, omid, beis. It's prohibited to put them while it's still Erev Shabbos underneath this heavy object to finish the crushing job when it gets dark. Rabbi Elazar, Amir, who Rabbi Elazar ben Pados? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Hadas, to whom he is in the Amir, a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar, he? That's who Rabbi Elazar ben Shemaya? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Shemaya, the Stam Rabbi Elazar, Shal Mishnah Umbraisa, who is a contemporary of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Chalois dvash shakveres roide vasiin kmin chalois shul shava vadvash b'soichin, that the kveres is taken down and it's made like looks like loaves of bread, but really it's loaves of wax, and the honey is inside of it. Shiriskon kitasan, you crush them. Asurin lois of Shabbos b'chila, for that Shabbos is prohibited to eat dvash la'achar shezov min the chalois nami ochlehu, honey even after it flows from these chalos. It's still called food and not liquid. Hilkach lekala megzerbei. You do not have to make a gezera decree. Shema yisro. Perhaps you will mishatechashech. Perhaps you will squeeze them out when it gets dark. To l'shaicha beschita, because it is not possible to have the halachic iser of schita. Hocha zaysim vanovim by olives and grapes. The mastisin the meikara uchla v'hash the mashka. Originally it was food and now it is drink. Ikla megzer. You could make a gezera. Shema yisro. Perhaps you will squeeze out Meshitechashach when it gets dark to Havadai Schita. That is for sure Schita, because the Zesim and the Novim is the only things which are for sure biblical Midiraiso Schita. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanin, Hach Braisa, the Ketoni, the Polig, Rabbi Elazar, after Zesim and Novim. That Braisa, which says that Rabbi Elazar argues even by olives and grapes, lo havi shmili, then here, on Mahia, the Chalos Dvash, Shehi Mishnah, the Perich Chavish and Ishbra, and that case of the chalos of honey, which is mentioned in the Mishnah in Perek Chavos later on, lo havi motzi l'dmui, l'masisi, you couldn't compare it to our case over here, Mishnah Perek Chavos, because of the question we had earlier. Because the crushing down and pressing down it now is what finishes the job. And nimsa kol osu b'Shabbos, and it comes out that everything is done, has been done on Shabbos. Schiko is yaisim medicha, it's more than the process of dicha. Loshen odochu b'meducha, it's been grounded up in a grinding stone. Rabbeisa garsin ki pligi b'mchusar in schita, with a samach instead of a sin. Shenidocha yafa, it was very, very crushed. V'ein te'inasun gomeris, and the now crushing that you're doing does not finish the crushing job. El schita just is getting out the liquid a little bit. L'man negar schika with a sin, t'inasun sochekes, then crushing down is being sochek. V'ayni n'masisim b'mchusar in dichahein, and that which our Mishnah was, that which was missing the process of dicho, v'tinasan he dichosan, he sochokosan, he sochokosan. And the teino, when it's missing dicho, that is the dicho, the dicho process, and he sochokosan, which is he sochotosan, which is the squeezing out of the liquid. Ubahor Rabbi Shmuel made the aser, and that Rabbi Shmuel will agree is aser. Shemin shabadodin aidi the ari bebeis abad. Now that we're talking about a olive press we mentioned over here, shemin hamishtayer bezovios abad, the oil which is left over in the corners of the press, takasatin underneath the beam which is pressing it, who nitin lebadodin, that's given to the pressers, v'chein machatzalos shel badodin, so to the trellises of the pressers, shemachasim henesazes, and they will use to cover the olives. Rav also latiltli says you can't move it. Why? Mishum muksa, because it's muksa. The Rav sabik Rabbi Yehuda, but muksa holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Muksa b'shmul sabik Rabbi Shimon, and Shmul holds like Rabbi Shimon. The less than muksa that does not hold the muksa. V'chei amrina b'mi shehechshech, and so too we will say in the parak mi shehechshech. Karchi dezuzi zug shel machatzelos. It's a pair of trellises. Shemachasim henes pragmatia, that you will use to cover the merchandise. Shel spin that's on the boat. V'zuzi is loshen zug, is a pair. There's two of them, basius oil, and it's made like a canary. She was like, "Goin the mitzasi, karchi the zovi." Umefarish shehu lashon svino, but lashon arami is that is a boat in Aramaic. Eze homedes lechavla, that is being used to milk. V'chein rochel homedes lechisasa, that you want to shear the wool. V'tura deradi ha'omi lecharisha, you're going to use it for plowing. V'tamari de iska ha'omdin holichin l'scheri l'mokum acher, that they're ready to be brought to another place for business. Pulksa the Rabbi Yehuda, the low Rabbi. The Rabbi Yehuda isle muksa, the perek achon, the Rabbi Yehuda holds of muksa in their last perek, over also the shech them in yantav. You're not allowed to shech these animals on yantav, el imkain his minim, unless you designate them for slaughter while it was still day on erev yantav. Rabbi Shimon Sharon, according to Rabbi Shimon, be permitted. Chasel Shemokom is a place, The Argus Adam Echad Haya, there was a place from Gushay, who was literally a sorcerer, Shabana Loisair, he built that city, Ramununa Darba, Ramununa lived there, Vadayim Maresk, Russell Kayamasham, and his grave is there, Kachman Sasi Bechuba, so too. I found in the tshuva. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Tzvili, Hashda Kalakaimon, but my Shamte. You can see later that he held like Rabbi Shimon, so why did he put him to Chayim? Excommunicate him. Chad Matzel, Oichlan, Mashkum, Ne'ed, Leika, Harbe, Lechotzer, Merevis. One would save a lot of food and drink from the fire to a courtyard which had an Erev done. But Chad Monik, and Nanis, we say later, Matzil and Salma, Leiki, Karas, you will save a basket full of loaves, Vavakashish, Bameas, Udos, even though it's enough to eat 100. Meals. V'chan matzah barbo v'chamesh money. Elo shemekalfon kulon l'soich kli gadol. He would fold everything into one large vessel. But nice and pamachos and carry him once. Kamufla gibe perik kol kisvik hakodesh. It will be a machlekes later in that perik. Masisim the Mishnah. Charora ugas ritzofim, which is pugara balaz. It is this cake or bread which was baked directly on the coals. Yikrumu kamo krum. It's like a membrane, which is krustin belaz, like a crust. Hatachtoin, mefarsh v'gemara, the gemara will explain it. Mishal shen sepesach will nitzel and gets roasted, v'holich m'shetei choshech, and continues to be roasting when it gets dark. V'alchad the alma eintzel, even though k'amran hachashari, even though we said already that normally you can't roast in such a fashion on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, here it's permitted. Why? The b'nei chabur is reason, hey, because the people involved in the chabur of Pesach are very careful. Mitkri Adadi, they'll remind each other, they'll not come to stoke the coals. Bit by bit, in the wood of the fire that's in the base of Mokad, in the base of the Shoyza Bazar, which is in the Azar, it is getting lit and keeping on going, the fire is keeping on going. When it gets dark, we do not worry, that perhaps the Kohen will need to stoke the fire when it's dark in the forest. But Gemara will explain the Gemara. Based on Moke, Lishka Gadola, it was a large chamber. The Kohen would warm themselves there with this fire, which was constantly lit. Because they would walk barefoot on a stone floor. And the Azor, Kamin Bezvachim, so saying Zvachim Hoyl Ritzba Mukadesh, since the floor has Kedusha, Techsil Biyomahu Kadesh Hamelech El Estoy Chachotzer. He said he sanctified the Chotzer, the Klisharis Mukudashim, and the Klisharis, the vessels used in the base of Migdash, were also Kadesh, Techsil Bimashkami Kadesh Osam, that he sanctified him. Maklisharis Lehidor Chotzis Beinil Labin Klisharis, just like by the Klisharis, the vessels in the base of Migdash, you cannot have something separating you from them. Af Ritzvah, so to the floor, Lo Yehidor Chotzis Beinil Labin the Ritzvah, you can't have anything separating you and the floor.